Reassurance from the White House. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Spokeswoman Jen Psaki says Homeland Security's new disinformation board will not be partisan or political.
This is a continuation of work that was done under the prior administration, under the Trump administration, to take steps to address disinformation.
The panel has drawn concern from some conservative critics. Psaki says the goal is to coordinate internal activities at DHS on information that could pose a threat to the homeland, but not to adjudicate what's true or false. A special grand jury is chosen in Georgia to add to the ongoing investigation of whether former President Trump and others tried to illegally influence the 2020 election in the state. The grand jury will be seated for up to 1 year. A longtime New York City police officer guilty on all counts in the Capitol riot, Thomas Webster, was the first person to face an assault trial over the breach and the first to use a self-defense argument, accusing a D.C. Metro officer of starting a fight by punching him. Two members of the federal jury telling reporters video footage from multiple angles was critical evidence. They deliberated for less than 3 hours. Fired Philadelphia police officer Edsel Mendoza, now charged with murder and the death of a 12-year-old boy, TJ Sedario.
Philadelphia DA Larry Krasner said Sedario allegedly fired a shot at an unmarked police car, which sparked a chase. Krasner says video evidence shows Mendoza fired 3 shots. After the second shot, Sedario discarded his gun and got on the ground.
When Officer Mendoza fired the third and fatal shot, he knew the 12-year-old, 5-foot-tall, 111-pound Thomas Sedario no longer had a gun and no ability to harm him. But he fired a shot through his back, nonetheless, that killed him.
Mendoza turned himself in Sunday and is being held without bond. The police union says it will provide an attorney.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Another round of severe weather threatening the plains, with parts of Oklahoma bracing for hurricane-force wind gusts and baseball-sized hail as Andover, Kansas tries to recover between storms from the Friday tornado that damaged hundreds of buildings.
After having just 2 days of calm weather to start clearing debris here at Andover, more storms are on the way. Meanwhile, dozens of homes are in a delicate state, heavily damaged roofs, downed trees, and power lines here. Resources continue to rush into the area, and utility crews are working around the clock. The path of this violent F3 tornado is well-defined and will leave a scar for years to come.
Fox Weather's Will Nunley. A Monday finish for NASCAR after a rain delay at Dover Motor Speedway.
Kyle Busch led the most laps today, 103. But Chase Elliott and his Hendrick Motorsports Camaro going to lead the last one.
Yeah, boys. Cortez out. Check a flag.
Elliott snapping a 26-race winless streak on Fox Sports. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. was second, Ross Chastain third, and the Duramax Dryden 400. On the ice, the Stanley Cup playoffs start tonight, and the other two semifinal matchups begin in the NBA playoffs. A long-awaited movie finally cleared for takeoff.
YouTube will live stream Wednesday's world premiere of Top Gun Maverick in San Diego.
Good morning, aviators. This is your captain speaking.
Viewable across a number of Paramount's branded YouTube channels, including MTV, the event will give folks at home the opportunity to view real-time exclusive content and red carpet moments featuring stars Tom Cruise, Miles Teller, Jennifer Connelly, John Hamm, and producer Jerry Bruckheimer.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. The movie's been delayed for nearly 2 years because of the pandemic. Strong finish for the start of May on Wall Street. The Dow up 84 points after a triple-digit sell-off during the session. The Nasdaq gains 201. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.